My name is Jeff Broin, and I'm CEO of Poet. Our 27 plants are spread across rural communities in 7 states and produce 1.7 billion gallons of ethanol and about 9 billion pounds of animal feed each year. Gas prices are increasing, and I applaud the committee for addressing this issue. A recent summary of several studies concluded that ethanol keeps U.S. retail gasoline prices about 17 cents per gallon lower. That translates into an annual savings of $100 per driver, or $24 billion for all U.S. drivers. The solution to keep gas prices lower for American motorists is to have an alternative to gasoline. That alternative is available today in homegrown renewable ethanol. But to realize this opportunity, we must reform existing policies, allow competition, and see beyond the RFS, because today, an artificial blend wall limits ethanol to 10% of the fuel supply. We are exporting affordable American ethanol while importing more expensive foreign oil. There's also more than $1 billion of American assets sitting idle, ethanol assets that could be providing American fuel and creating American jobs. Why are gas prices high? This is one reason. Fortunately, the path to breaking through the blend wall is clear, and early steps have already been taken. Based on overwhelming scientific data, the EPA approved blends of 15% ethanol, E15, for use in vehicles 2001 and newer. The certification process must be completed before drivers can use this fuel, and I hope the Senate will block any attempts to deprive consumers choice of E15. The next step is Growth Energy's Fueling Freedom Plan that will gradually scale back the ethanol tax credit and for a limited time redirect those funds toward blender pump installation. Add to that a low-cost flex fuel vehicle requirement and allow ethanol pipelines access to loan guarantees. With those elements in place, the oil industry would no longer enjoy exclusive access to 90% of the fuel supply. The best way to lower prices for consumers is to allow ethanol to compete with oil in the marketplace. Beyond that, what all industries need is simple stability. With your support, the ethanol industry can help make oil price spikes a concern of the past. Let me tell you about what Poet is doing in another exciting area. Cellulose, while more challenging than corn to convert into ethanol, represents an even larger opportunity because it's the most common organic compound on Earth. Today, after more than a decade of steady progress, Poet has an operating pilot facility producing cellulosic ethanol from corn cobs and light stover. Our first commercial project, Project Liberty, which is scheduled to start production late next year, will create 300 jobs and launch an industry that will create almost 90,000 direct jobs by meeting minimum targets in the RFS. In the future, we plan to produce cellulosic ethanol from things like Georgian wood chips, Arkansas rice hulls, and other sources of biomass that exist in all 50 states. But we can't get there without stable government policy. For example, to develop a biomass supply for cellulosic ethanol producers, Congress established the Biomass Crop Assistance Program, or BCAP, to match biorefinery payments to farmers up to $45 per ton in the first 2 years of production. To the 85 farmers we contracted with for last fall's harvest, it was a sign of the country's commitment to cellulosic ethanol. Earlier this year, legislation was introduced to eliminate BCAP just as the first payments were being made, casting doubt in the minds of many of those farmers. This uncertainty will make it more difficult to sign up the additional 200 to 300 farmers we need to produce commercial quantities of cellulosic ethanol. Similar situations have had an impact on investors. Today, it is impossible to get financing for a cellulosic ethanol plant without a federal loan guarantee. I urge the Senate to continue funding for DOE's renewable energy loan guarantee programs. Poet has invested millions in developing our cellulosic technology, and construction of the facility is dependent on our pending DOE loan guarantee application. Cellulosic ethanol can build on the accomplishments of grain ethanol, hold gas prices down, and make us less dependent on foreign energy. All we need is stable government policy. Sustainable grain prices created by ethanol production helped U.S. farm income rise by 31% last year. That will be mirrored worldwide as farmers bring previously farmed land back into production because it's profitable for the first time in 50 years. Stanford research shows 1 billion acres of idle cropland available for production, enough to feed and fuel the world. In closing, I'd like to reiterate that to keep gas prices lower, we must create public policy stability and give ethanol the opportunity to compete with oil in the marketplace. If we can accomplish this, years from now, we will see that the emergence of the ethanol industry was an important turning point in our nation and our world's history.